Hello again. Welcome to this hypnotic adventure. From hypnoerotica.biz. Visit us on the web at www.hypnoerotica.biz for maximum enjoyment. Use stereo headphones. My name is Samantha, and I will be your guide. So get comfortable. Really settle in. And follow me. Into a private place. Deep inside your mind. Allow my words to form pictures in your mind's eye, so you can fully enjoy this experience. Close your eyes and relax. Feel how good it feels to relax. Breathing in deeply through your mouth and letting it out slowly through your nose. Relax deeper now, listening carefully to my voice and all unimportant noises fade away. Accept my voice, and in a moment, I am going to ask you to remember a time when you were totally relaxed. Think of a time, maybe when you were having a professional massage, maybe when you were relaxing by the pool, soaking up the sun's rays, totally relaxed. Remember that time now. Remember how it felt to be totally relaxed. Feeling how it feels. Feeling totally relaxed. Relax deeper now. Feeling totally relaxed. And just because I ask you to, picture yourself sitting down in a comfortable chair in a darkened room, a movie theater. See yourself in a movie theater, watching the big screen as the film starts. You see the numbers counting down, and as they count down from 10 to 1, let your body feel heavy, more and more relaxed. Let yourself relax more and more with each number. Let your body become heavier until you are so relaxed, until your body is so heavy that you could not move at all. 10. Feel the feelings. Feeling totally relaxed. 9. Letting go of all thoughts. Letting your arms become heavy. 8. Your limbs feeling heavier. Feel the heavy feeling. 7. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the neck. It feels so good. Feeling totally relaxed. 6. Listening to my voice. With your eyes closed. Feeling the contentment. So heavy. So relaxed. 5. And it is easier and easier to relax and let go. Remembering the feelings. Feeling totally relaxed. Before you let go. And follow my voice deeper. Feel the heaviness spreading. Feel the contentment. 3. Following my voice. Following deeper. Feeling more and more relaxed. Feeling more and more content. 2. Totally heavy now. Totally relaxed. Feeling the contentment. 1. Feeling so heavy. Feeling totally relaxed. Seeing yourself sitting in a darkened room. Seeing yourself sitting in a movie theater. As you see the big screen. The big white movie screen. As the movie starts. You are in the center of the room. With no one in front of you. So you can see the screen. As if you were the only one. In the entire theater. Watching the movie. Watching yourself. Watching the movie. And the movie starts. You see a living room. With a television set. In the center of the living room. And you see yourself. Walk into the living room. And sit down. In a comfortable chair. Where you are very relaxed. And able to see. The television. And as you watch. The screen. You see the channel changes. To a movie. And in this movie. A parent is reading. Reading a story. To the child. You hear it clearly. Hear the voice. Describing that place. That sounds very familiar. A place you have visited. Many times in the past. And the voice describes. The person you saw. Who sat in the same place. Every time you visited. Who would sit there. Who would sit and think. About the events of this life. And whenever a person was sitting. Near enough to near. That person. Would tell them a story. about interesting people. To be known. And far away places. To be visited. One such person was an instructor who taught many subjects, interesting subjects, and was born long ago in a small sort of town and went to the city to study. While they're in the city, learning in the city, a chance meeting occurred, and an offer was made. There was a need for an instructor in a faraway town. The instructor was needed in that faraway town. And in that large town, nothing was familiar, and the instructor had to learn everything again about daily life in this new town. A person can learn new things easily because the world around them requires it. And every day at the right time, the instructor would prepare for today's lesson and go for a walk around town. And slowly the town became the most familiar place, the most comforting place. As the instructor learned, it is possible to change almost anything interesting by taking small steps. And the instructor discovered many new things, interesting things, exploring the limits, observing the people a person may not know, how unfamiliar things can spark your imagination. A person is able to change many things and get comfortable with new thoughts, new habits, new interests. Over time, this person was able to relax and let go of all expectations, of preconceptions, and when returning home, sometime later, can you imagine the comfortable feelings? Feel the contentment. So comfortable and relaxed in this safe place that is totally familiar. A person can relax into trance because doing everyday things, a person may not know that it feels good to relax A person is able to learn something new and relax automatically at the sound of my voice. One of the things you will love about your new habit is how easy it is. Eventually, everyone lets go. Can you imagine that? Imagine letting go. Imagine pretending to let go. Letting go of all thoughts. And when you let go, you are listening to my voice. Listening with your eyes closed. Hearing each word. And it feels so natural. Following my voice, the words of the session will go directly to your subconscious mind, helping you the way you would like them to help you. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting every word, because you are continuing to listen. The words of the session are going directly to your subconscious mind, changing you the way you want them to change you. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting my every word, because you are still listening. The words of this session going directly into your inner mind, letting you feel the way you like to feel. Your inner mind is completely open and accepting, because you are continuing to listen. Flying home is always less exciting than the trip out. Knowing so much about your destination makes the trip routine, especially when you have done it so many times. So easy to get lost in a daydream about how the dull, routine journey home was interrupted by the security professional at the airport, making you pass through the machine 3 times. Each time taking off more and more of your clothes. Then he escorted you to a waiting room, wearing only your skirt, panties, blouse and bra. Everyone was staring at you. Waiting in that little room was so boring. When the FBI man entered, it was no longer boring. He must have been a college football player, well over 6 feet tall, handsome, and muscular, claiming you were some kind of terrorist. A laughable mistake. He clearly knows you are no terrorist. But he handcuffs you anyway. Just a formality, he says, leading you down the hall to a room with no windows, with only 2 chairs and a sturdy table and all your things in a basket. Before I can let you go, the FBI man says, you have to prove to me you respect the FBI. Taking out his enormous cock, snapping you out of your daydream, still waiting in line at the security checkpoint, you notice one of the TSA boys looking at you. Passing through the metal detector, the machine beeps. You walk back. You notice another TSA boy looking at you, speaking into a radio, taking off your shoes, passing through again. The machine beeps, and the TSA boys are looking at you, taking off everything you can think of, and passing through again. The machine beeps, and the TSA boys take you to a private room, just a precaution. They explain, better safe than sorry. They say, and the cute one takes your hand and smears black ink all over your fingers, pressing your fingers to the paper. He stands very close, so close you smell his aftershave, and he releases your hand as the other TSA boy takes your arm and leads you across the room and stands you up against the wall and smiles at you as the light flashes and you are certain the photograph looks nothing like you. On a good day, and the two TSA boys are smiling to each other as they each take one arm and position you in the center of the room, this small private room with no windows and one door, and an American flag in the corner, next to the framed picture of the president. And the TSA commander opens the door and closes it behind him, locking the door while smiling at you. He puts the key in his pocket and says he must frisk you, just a precaution. He says, better safe than sorry. He says, and the two TSA boys are smiling as they hold your arms, and the TSA commander stands very close to you, very, very close, and he touches your shoulders. His hands are warm, warm and strong. And you can smell his aftershave now too. And you can smell the leather of his gun belt and the leather holster. And his hands glide down your sides as if he wanted to smooth your blouse. The first pass of his hands. Brushes the outsides of your breasts. And he bends down a bit. And you feel his hands on your waist. His big, strong, warm hands holding your waist while he bends down on one knee. His face, even with your tummy, and his hands slowly slide down, down over your hips, pressing gently, smoothing your skirt, all the way down to your knees. And the TSA boys are grinning as the commander places his hand between your knees and slowly, so slowly, slides his hand up your thigh, sliding his hand up under your skirt, while the two TSA boys hold your arms, smiling at you, feeling so helpless, as the TSA commander's hand moves purposefully up your leg, all the way to your pussy, gasping with shock as his hand makes contact, and then his hand glides back down the other leg, acting as if nothing has happened. The commander stands up and says one word: strip. And you cannot believe your ears. The two TSA boys are holding your arms. And the commander is not smiling. Take off your clothes, he says. And the two TSA boys let go of your arms and step back just a little, expecting you to take off all your clothes right here, right now, in front of these three men, in front of these three security professionals. If you want to catch your flight, you had better strip. Not wanting to spend a minute longer than necessary at this airport, you do as you are told, unbuttoning your blouse, slipping one arm out, and then the other arm out. The commander takes your blouse from you, unzipping and unfastening your skirt. You let it fall to the floor and step out of it. And one of the TSA boys picks it up, standing there in front of three security professionals in your underwear. So embarrassed, feeling helpless, humiliated. And the commander says, bra and panties too. Strip. Naked. Feeling your embarrassment double. Feeling your cheeks blush. Feeling humiliation beyond words. Feeling helpless. Humiliated. Shamed. And the commander says, hurry up or you'll miss your flight. So you do it. You undo your bra, sliding it down your arms. The commander takes it from you, with your breasts exposed, totally exposed. You take hold of your panties and slide them down your legs, feeling the eyes of the TSA boys on your naked ass, stepping out of your panties, feeling naked, totally naked, humiliated, feeling your embarrassment double again, as the commander takes your panties from you and says he must search you. And the two TSA boys hold your arms again while the commander fondles your breasts, gently squeezing your breasts in his big strong hands. Strong warm hands, massaging your breasts, and he pinches your nipples, and your embarrassment doubles again, when your nipples tighten, and stand erect. Feel the humiliation. Your nipples erect and sensitive. Standing naked. Totally naked. As the TSA commander plays with your nipples. And you suddenly become aware that your pussy is wet. Blushing even deeper at the thought of what comes next. The commander puts his hands on your waist and bends down on one knee, sliding his hands down the outsides of your thighs. His face just inches from your pussy. Hearing him breathe in deeply through his nose, you just know he can smell you. And he puts his hand on your knee, the inside of your knee, and gently runs his hand, his big warm hand, up your thigh, up, until he touches your pussy. Feel his strong warm hand pressing up, gently pressing into your pussy. You feel your juices making his hand wet, making your inner thighs wet. Humiliated. blushing deeper. So ashamed. Feeling so helpless. Feeling so aroused. More and more excited. Wanting to run away. Wanting to hide. And wanting him to touch you again. And the commander stands up and reaches his hand out, pressing his hand against your pubic hair with his fingers right between your legs. Feel it. Feel them pressing. Feel them probing. He finds your clit. And you tremble. The TSA boy still holding your arms. As their commander squeezes your pussy. Gently stimulating your clit. It feels fantastic. You love it. You feel so helpless. You feel so horny. Feeling so embarrassed. Feeling so sexy. Your heart is pounding. Pounding with excitement. At the thought of three security professionals standing so close when the telephone rings and the commander answers it and he looks at the wall and you follow his gaze and your embarrassment doubles again when you see the camera. The video camera. Watching everything. Your humiliation has been watched by who knows how many. Recorded on disc even. Maybe you will see it on the internet. Maybe your coworkers will see it. Your embarrassment is unlimited. Then the commander weakly explains. He thought you were someone else. You are free to go. He drops your clothes in front of you on the floor. And the three security professionals watch you as you put on your clothes, feeling their eyes on your naked breasts, dressing as fast as you can with their eyes on you. And when you are dressed, they unlock the door and act as if nothing has happened. These three security professionals hope you have an enjoyable flight and every time you hear my voice, say the words, relax deeper now. You instantly relax this deep or deeper. The words of the session went directly to your subconscious mind, changing you the way you want them to, for your pleasure. Your subconscious mind was completely open and accepting, because every time you hear this voice, say the words. Relax deeper now. You instantly relax this deep or deeper. For your enjoyment, your subconscious mind was completely open and accepting. And every time you hear my voice, say the words. Relax deeper now. You instantly relax this deep or deeper. Your ideas from this session are stored in your inner mind, where your ideas are changing the way to are the way you want them to, for your pleasure. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting my voice, because it feels so good. You enjoy this recording more and more, and you will want to feel these feelings again and again, because you enjoyed this experience more and more. And you will want to feel these feelings again and again, because you enjoyed this experience. And when I count up from 1 to 5, you will emerge from this trance, feeling wide awake and feeling fine. When you reach the number 5, or you can choose to drift off to sleep with wonderful dreams, it is up to you. 1. Coming back into the body now. 2. Feeling relaxed and refreshed. 3. Feeling better than ever. 4. Getting ready, make your choice. 5. Well, on your way.